This is Dakota Daybook for September 25th. Ever since the establishment of the Minot Air Force Base and the Grand Forks Air Force Base in 1957, North Dakota has been considered a potential target for enemy nuclear weapons. This knowledge created anxiety among some of North Dakota citizens. One response has been to build fallout shelters in backyards or basements. On this date, in 1961, the Bismarck Tribune reported that Bismarck had issued its first building permit for a fallout shelter. Frank M. Rose, an electrical engineer for Dakota's Electric Cooperative, paid $1 for the permit and began constructing a basement fallout shelter at his home on South Highland Acres Road. Other families in Bismarck had built fallout shelters before 1961, but city officials had not yet written an ordinance governing the structures. Frank Rose devised his plan for a fallout shelter partly in response to rising tensions between the U.S. and Russia during the Berlin Crisis of 1961. President John F. Kennedy had met with Russian leader Nikita Khrushchev in Vienna, with Khrushchev demanding that the U.S. withdraw its soldiers from West Berlin within 6 months. That's when President Kennedy publicly called for more public and private fallout shelters in case of a nuclear attack. Rose responded to Kennedy's plea. It took him just 3 weeks, working in the evenings and on weekends, to build his do-it-yourself fallout shelter with the help of his two sons. Using concrete blocks and some lumber, Rose created a space measuring 8 feet by 9 feet with a ceiling height of 6 feet, 4 inches. The Rose family outfitted the shelter with food, water cartons, a kerosene lantern, first aid supplies, and even a deck of playing cards, preparing to endure a 2-week period following a potential nuclear explosion. Rose commented that he would be perfectly satisfied if he never had to use the shelter for its intended purpose, as it could serve other functions. "It makes a good fruit cellar," he said, "or even a nice quiet place to get away from the rest of the family." As decades passed and the world did not end in nuclear Armageddon, thankfully, the Rose family's fallout shelter proved to be a mighty fine fruit storage cellar. Today's Dakota Daybook, written by Steve Hoffbeck, retired MSU Moorhead history professor. I'm Ann Ulquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.